Second verse. I'm reminded of his words, how deep you never, just be true, I give to you life. That he does love me. He loves us tonight. We got just a few prayer requests we'll take. I'll ask Brother Terry Horn if he don't mind to come pray over these. Sister Yvetta Collins has a very urgent unspoken request. Also, Brother Terry Horn would like for us to remember his daughter Julie. She's having surgery this coming week on Thursday. He said it's kind of a routine surgery, but she still desires our prayers. So let's remember that. Both Johnny and Ann Little are both sick tonight, unable to be in church. Brother Matthew Carter would like to thank the Lord for helping him through a difficult situation this week. So we thank the Lord with him. Brother Eddie Jablonski Sr. is asking that the church would pray the Lord would have his way regarding a pending important surgery for his 79-year-old mom. There's a lot involved and they need the grace of God to cover them. So let's remember that. Also, we'd just like to thank the Lord. My mom had surgery on her wrist this week and everything went really good. She's doing great. Today's the best day that she's had, so we thank the Lord for looking after her. And if we'll stand tonight, let's take these needs of the Lord, Brother Terry. Right there,
thank you. So good to be back in church. I think there's one scripture that we are all beginning to appreciate more, and that is, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Well, what we see in taking place day by day, we're just thankful that God gives us grace to keep us day by day by day. We're still here fighting the good fight of faith. Let's join our faith together as we pray. Heavenly Father, we count it a great privilege once again to be back in the house of God. We're so thankful, Lord, that you are the great keeper. Lord, you've placed something within us to give us desire, Lord, to be able to hold on. You're holding on to us and give us the desire to press the battle. We just keep pressing on day by day by day. But we thank, Lord, because you've placed that seed within us. Lord, we, like Peter, where could we go? There is no other place to go. We're satisfied that where you have given us. You have given us, Lord, the revealed word for the hour, and there is no future message. Lord, you have given us this is present day truth, and we're just so delighted and so happy that we're part of it. We pray, Lord, for these requests that I hold in my hand. each one a specific need. Especially, I want to remember my daughter Julie in prayer. You know what she's going through. And Lord, I pray that you guide the surgeon's hand, help her and keep her. The other request that's written here, pray that you'd meet the need. The elderly sister that has a request, you know all about it. But Lord, we just pray as our brother brings the message tonight, Lord, what you've laid upon his heart, may it be spiritual food in due season. May it be ever-present water from the rock. Lord, the things that he would have for us to know, may we listen intently. May we just have such a real rejoicing spirit in it. May we pull on the gift of God. And when we leave the building, we say, it's certainly been good to be in the house of God. So, Lord, we invite your presence. Take the uppermost seat. Lord, may we divorce everything that we might be going to do Monday. Lord, anything that might be taking place today while we're in the building that will be outside of the building, forget all the worldly things. May we really concentrate on you. And Father, because you are the very sin, you know what our heart's desire is. You know where our attention is and what our thoughts are. So, Lord, may they be upon you. Come, presence. Meet our needs. Lord, and bless the speaker. Excuse me, the speaker, Brother Jewel, giving the words to say, and we'd be so thankful for what you've done. We ask, Lord, these requests in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You can be seated. Thank you, Brother Terry. Let's sing I Love That Man in the Middle. We've invited him tonight. Now let's love on him some. Just bring his presence in here tonight. Sing this with all your heart.
Amen. I love that man in the middle, because I know he first loved me. Grace to that man who died.
Again.
darkest sky, and not from pain, but a broken heart, a middle and that. Let's sing to him tonight.
So glad I can sing that from my heart tonight. I sure love him. If the brothers would like to come and lift the offering tonight, and then Brother Justin Reagan's going to give us a song. If you want to come on, be getting ready to sing. While he comes, let's sing that "Wasn't That Love," F.
Well, in the town of Bethlehem, God came down to visit man. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? He knew pain and loneliness as he wore and broke his flesh. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that save someone like me? Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love?
As he stood in the pilot's hall, he never said a word at all.
Wasn't that love? He heard the mafia crucified, but he knew that he came to die. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? How he left his home above to die on. As he lay there in that tomb, he did just what he came to do. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Oh, I'm glad that he rose from the grave so we can rise up today. Wasn't that love?
Just have an announcement to make real quick before Brother Justin sings. They want everybody to remove anything you have off the coat rack and the shelf in the lobby. Any items left after this weekend will be discarded. So get those things out of here tonight.
Y'all pray for me. I ain't got much of a voice, but I'll make a joyful noise best I can. Lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life. And rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Fairest of 10,000s, make me a reflection of your light. Oh, I pray day star shine down on me, and let your love shine through me in the night. Y'all help me sing it. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. Let your word speak to me and show me what I've never seen. Take what's wrong and make it right. Oh, I pray day star shine down on me, and let your love shine through me in the night. Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. Lord, oh, and when I see you standing near me, Lord, shining with compassion in your eyes. Oh, I pray, Jesus, shine down on me, and let your love shine through me in the night. Oh, show me what I've never seen before. Lord, I want to be your witness, and you can take what's wrong and make it right. Oh, day star shine down, let your love shine through me in the night. Oh, lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. Let your word speak to me and show me things I've never seen before. Lord, I long to be your witness, 'cause you can take what's wrong and make it right. And oh, I pray day star shine down on, let your love shine through me in the night. Oh, day star, shine down on me. And let your love shine through me in the night.
If he will do that, that'll be all we'll need. If the day star will shine in our light and brighten our day, make us everything that we need, there's absolutely nothing that we can ever face that by God's grace we cannot overcome. Amen. Let's stand together. Happy to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
So enjoyed the service here Wednesday night. Thought Brother Timothy brought something that's really a blessing to the church. We've got a black helicopter sitting back here in the room. It's fixing to rev up his engines and fly out here in a minute. So I want to just pull on the gift of God tonight and see what the Lord will speak to us. How many has needs, desires, wants, wishes, requests, whatever it is before the Lord? The Gentile way of being able to receive is to be able to hear the word and to be able to make allow our faiths to be able to reach out and pull God on the scene once that word has been preached. Now, if we need our hands laid on us, there's nothing wrong with that sort of thing. But oh, how great it is when we can take God at His word. As the centurion, as many of those in the Roman army and the different ones accepted the Lord Jesus and what He had to say, they just accepted the word. And Jesus said, I have not found such great faith in Israel. My. You think how important it is. Jesus says Himself, when the Son of Man comes back, will He find faith on the earth? I didn't say, will I find holiness? Will I find churches? Will I find Bibles? But will I find faith? Well, if that's a question, I believe there's an answer. And I believe I've got it. Ask me, Jesus, if you're going to find faith. I'll say yes. Because I'm going to be one of them. What about you? Amen. Let's sing together. We just open our hearts to the Word tonight, and we just appreciate Brother Jewel coming by. He's going to be down with Brother Richard Wilson in the morning, then again tomorrow in the afternoon. Pretty quick turnaround for him. I think there may be 10 and 2, so we just pray for him that the Lord will give him strength and just bless tonight. Just wear him out. He'll be rested good for in the morning. Just get everything you need tonight. Don't worry about tomorrow. Hey, friends, when we come to church, I come for serious stuff myself. I don't come to play. I don't come to hold back anything for tomorrow. Whatever you need, let's just pull right from the presence of God tonight. Amen. You believe that? You believe it's just that simple? It's just that great. I've been passing a quote around the last week or so that Brother Darrell had sent me the other day. I've shared it with so many people. He was studying on something and just ran across this quote about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said, God saw before the foundation of the world that you would want the Holy Ghost. And He ordained you to have it. I'll tell you what, it just absolutely thrills my heart to know that before there was ever a world that He knew exactly we'd be here. And He knew you would want to serve Him. And He's made a way in this age of darkness and trouble so that we cannot survive, but we can overcome by the grace of God. Let's sing it together. We've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life. Praise the Lord. Let's just worship now as we open our hearts to the Word. We've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life. The bride's been made victorious through the blood. Praise God. Let's sing it now. We've been made more than conquerors. I'm an overcomer in this life.
Let me be seated one moment. I don't know if my grandson's going to sing for me. They're going to sing for me now, sir. Oh, praise God. Is y'all going to... Jeremiah, y'all going to sing for me? I don't even see him. Okay. Amen. Oh, y'all okay? Then I'm going to get my... Oh, praise God. Let me get my wife to come up and help me out. Hallelujah. You know, I ain't got but one song. You know, there ain't but one way to heaven. I tell you what I told him. I told him, I said, when I went straight, all the way. When I first got saved, I told my wife, I said, I went straight all the way. She said, what do you mean? I brought a car, didn't even have a reverse. Amen. So, amen. So we just thank God this evening. Appreciate Brother Dunning giving the invite to be up here. Good to see everyone. We trust that. You can look in this, you know, we've been singing that song for quite a while. I'm telling you, this is getting ready to happen. Hallelujah. It is getting ready to happen, and I'm just looking any day now. You said, Brother Joe, what you looking for? I'm not looking for the economy to get any better. I'm not looking for the world to get any better. But I am looking for myself to go in a glorified body just any day now. I said, won't it be a time? Oh, won't it be a time? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, won't it be a time? Oh, talking with the angels. Won't it be a time? Let's try that one more time. I said,
won't it be a time?
Won't it be a time?
Praise God. Hallelujah. What it going to be like when you ain't got no sweat glands? How you don't have to worry about us wearing ourselves out then. Hallelujah. If you're a preacher here, you'll be a preacher over there. Hallelujah. And thank God for his grace. So we just want to say this evening, appreciate my wife being with me and my three grandsons. They're going to have to be my traveling partners now. So I'm raising up my little cortex. So praise God. And we just thank God tonight. We just want to take a little simple thought. I was not going to preach this and everything. I got a couple other sermons I've been working with, but I just couldn't get away from it. You ever just get on a thought and you just can't get away from it? You say, well, Brother Jewel, I want something new. If you ever get the Holy Ghost, you got something new. Hallelujah. What's wrong with people today? They want new message. I want something deep. I want something new. I want, all you need is get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You got something new. Hallelujah. You don't need a new message. You don't need a new book. You need the Holy Ghost to live inside of you. That's what's new. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I'm just trust God. It'll be a blessing to you this evening. I'm going to read from two places in the scripture. St. Matthew 4. He said, well, I heard this before, now live it. He said, I heard it, now live it. I better be glad. He ain't that word. I got two parts in this. I got one. This part I'm reading this day the scripture fulfilled in a full word body. Then I got another one called a thought that became a desire. So I'm going to use part one, a full, this day the scripture fulfilled in a full word body. How do you say, well, I'm in a full word body, is you? I can look at that and I can guarantee you don't look like a full word body to me. Hallelujah. Let us go to St. Matthew 4th chapter, verse 3 and 4. It says, I bet they got this man here. I probably can see it better. Yeah. Get this over here so I can get to this. It says, when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. And the 4th verse says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. St. Luke 4. St. Luke, the 4th chapter. We know this. St. Luke, the 4th chapter, beginning at verse 17. And I'll read down to verse 21. It says, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had done what? I want you to notice Jeremiah couldn't open the book. How you Daniel couldn't open the book. You say, well, Brother Brandon didn't open the book. Hallelujah. When he looked, there was no man found worthy to open the book. But he came. Hallelujah. He opened the book. He opened the book. And he opened the book. And he found the place where it was written. Next verse says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. I preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty to them that are bruised. And he done what? To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And then he. Hallelujah. Not only did he have power to open, but he had power to close. He closed the book and he gave it again unto the ministers, and he sat down, and all the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. 21st verse says, and he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, help me one more time. Father, I need strength. I need wisdom, Lord. And I ask you, God, to help me to yield my body, my spirit, my soul to you, Father. Give me the strength to get out of the way, Lord. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, use my vessel for your glory this evening. Father, break down any doubt, Anyone doubting that the message is true, Lord, make it become real to them, Father. Don't let them be overtook by this age, Lord, with so much criticism, so many things against the message, God. But, Lord, let their eyes be open, O God. Father, now, God, give me strength to you, O Father. We ask in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated one moment. Thank the Lord for the reading of the Word of God this evening. I like what the Bible says. He said unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your very ears. And I want to use the title to that. This day is the scripture fulfilled in a full word body. Hallelujah. In other words, I want you to know here, that's what we're preaching about. That's what we've been preaching about for year after year after year. But one day, this body had to be come back to where it was in the beginning. The word body. God got to put word in this body again. I'm going to use for a title, and the reason I took St. Matthew, the 4th chapter, and the reason I'm using this here, because my subtitle is I'm going to deal with desire. I want you to notice here when Jesus was tempted, hallelujah, he was, he done fasted 40 days, he done fasted 40 nights, he was tired, and he was hungry. Hallelujah, when a man, there's no greater temptation. I don't care who you are, there's no greater temptation than when you get hungry. And you say, well, Brother Joe, I used to hear people say, brother, I'm going to die if I don't get married. They're still living. But I guarantee you stop eating, you're going to die. You stop drinking, you'll die. How do you know what? There's no greater temptation that the human body can go under than the temptation of the natural of hunger and desire. And the devil came to Jesus and he tempted Jesus with the strongest temptation a man can fight. If thou be the Son of God, command that this stone be made bread. But Jesus knew his position in the word. He said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He was tempted by desire. Desire to satisfy your natural body. But Jesus would not satisfy his natural body. He would talk about the spiritual being in him. Now you say, why you took desire? Do you realize everybody that Jesus deal with in the Bible, he deal with on the level of hunger and thirst. That's why he said in his own word, he that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. Hallelujah. Oh, you know, I am the living water. I am the bread of life. What was he dealing with? He was dealing with hunger and he thirst. What was the seventh seal is about? Eat the little book. Eat it all up. You got to have a desire to eat the word of God. I want you to notice this. Do you realize that the fall start with desire to eat? To have a desire to eat from the tree of life and live forever and ever. And your hair don't never get gray. How your back don't never get bent over. You had a desire to live, to eat from the word of God and live forever. But when Satan come in, he changed the desire. So I'm going to use the scripture too just to build to lay a quick platform here. Genesis 2 and verse 15. Look how when God began to deal with man, he deal with man on the desire of eating. Yeah. Hallelujah. You notice that when he began to deal with man, he deal with man on the desire of eating. Genesis 2 verse 15. And it said, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord, listen here, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou may do what? Eat freely. A desire to eat from the tree of life and live forever and ever and ever and ever. Yeah. But then he goes here to another tree. He said, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest, thou shall surely die. So now he's dealing with the desire to eat the word, and the day that you eat from the tree of knowledge, That day you shall surely die. So now we got to make a decision. I'm going to take the desire of God's word over all my own, over all my needs, all everything I got. I'm going to take God's word because I got a desire. If you're going to make the rapture, you got to have a desire to make it. The reason people quit church, they ain't got a desire. They not thirsty for God. They got a desire for something else outside God. But watch out, the devil came in. There's a few things in Genesis. I'm going to read real quick. Then we'll start reading Genesis 3 verse 1. And it goes in here and says, and the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto, and which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, God has said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And then what would the one, and the second verse, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree, of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. I want you to notice what she does. When the devil came to her, he took one word out of the Bible. He took the Lord out. He don't mind you having a God. He don't mind you saying, I believe in God. The devil believes in one God. He fears and trembles my daughter. He don't mind you saying, I believe in God. He just don't want you to make that God your Lord. He don't want him to become your Lord. So he took the Lord out of it. He took one word out. She added one word in. God never told her nothing about touch. Where did that come from? That once you leave the word, you feel like you can add to what you want to put in. Hallelujah, that word. I got another message on preaching. I said, what people done in this message? They done took this message and built a golden calf. Hallelujah. They done the same thing the iron done. They done took quotes and built a golden calf. Hallelujah. Brother, they take it back to the Bible. Take it back to the word and prove what it is. And then what when he says here? Four verse. And the serpent said unto the woman, yea, shall not surely die. For God did know the day that you eat thereof. Then your eyes shall be opened. And yea, shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food. And that it was pleasant to the eyes. A tree to be desired. To make one wine. She took the fruit thereof and did eat. And gave also to her husband with her. And he did eat. Hallelujah. So it's dealing with how the hunger and the desire of eating and drinking. Hallelujah. They took something that God said, don't eat from the tree of knowledge. They done it. And when they done it, something took place. Hallelujah. Something took place. Eve got pregnant. Hallelujah. She got pregnant when she done it. So the fourth chapter of the thing, and this is where we'll leave it right here. You notice she had two sons, Cain, and then she had one. She had another son, Cain, then she had one called Abel. Hallelujah. Look at her, because when they would identify themselves, hallelujah, in other words, Abel identified himself by the revelation of the word. Hallelujah. By the revelation of the word, God revealed to Abel how to offer the right sacrifice. But Cain had no revelation. He done it by desire. He didn't offer God by revelation. He had a desire for God, but he had the wrong revelation. And he said right here, the fourth chapter, verse 6 and 7. What do he say? And the Lord God said unto Cain, why thy wrath? Why thy countenance falling? If thou dost well, shall not thou be accepted? And if thou dost not well, sin lies at the door, and unto him shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. So now Cain no longer walking by the word. He's walking by desire. He walking by his own human desire. And that was Satan come to do. He come to try to take our mind and turn the desire of God. How to take our mind off God to get us to have another lover. When Eve left the word, she got involved with a beast. And when you leave the word, you take the mark of the beast. Hallelujah, people, this is a dangerous time right now. This is a time you're going to have to make sure you got the right desire in your heart or you ain't going to be there. Amen. Hallelujah, in other words, God, in that way you said, but Brother Jewel, you say, why you say desire? Hallelujah, people, God, the reason you had church tonight, it had to be something in your heart. Hallelujah,
that want to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. We sang a song. It is my desire, Lord, to be like you. Hallelujah. That's what my desire. Hallelujah. I might have a lot of failure, but I got one desire. I want to be like Jesus.
I want you to notice here. So Satan seen this. And that we've been battling with man ever since. So when he came to Jesus, the difference between Jesus and me and you, the difference between him and me and you, we bypass our theophany. Jesus came in his theophany. St. John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh. He had the Word in him. He was that true life. Hallelujah, he was that true life. Hallelujah, so when Satan tempted Jesus, he knew his place in the Word. And what he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that was seen out of the mouth of God. Then Satan carried him on a mountain. Have you ever thought about this? Why did Satan carry Jesus up on a mountain to show him all the kingdoms of this world? I looked at that scripture for a long time. I was studying it. I studied a while back. Why did Satan carry Jesus? Matthew 4, verse 8 and 9. Showed him, carried him up on a seat in the high mountain. And he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And when I was studying that, I said, oh my God. Satan was trying to impersonate God. How do Satan was trying to impersonate God? He carried Jesus on a high mountain. Why? Because God spoke to his prophet on a mountain. Moses was on a mountain. Abraham was on a mountain. They met God. Satan carried him on a mountain. Say, what should mean? He wanted Jesus to make him God. He wanted Jesus to worship him. And if Jesus would have done that, Satan would have became God. But Jesus knew his position. Hallelujah. His desire was not to worship a devil. Hallelujah. His desire was not to incarnate a devil through worship. How many people, you know how the devil get incarnated? By the spirits we worship. How many people, he was not going to let the devil use his body to incarnate himself by giving him worship. What did he tell the devil? It is written, man, I worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall I serve. That is my desire. That's what I come for. Amen. People here, I want you to notice here, what did Satan attack in the garden? If you notice what he attacked and what he's attacking today, he's attacking the revelation of the Godhead. Because if he can change the Godhead, he already got you. How do you know that? If you notice this, the danger part is there. He attacks the Godhead. He attacked the Godhead in the garden, and he attacked the Godhead today, because people cannot find out who they are except they know who God is. How can you say I come from God and you got him back divided up? Right. Hallelujah. So then we got to, in other words, so to keep it in order with the Word. Hallelujah. In other words, so we got to look here. We realize that God was in flesh. Hallelujah. God came down in Christ in flesh. Hallelujah. In other words, you say, what about the body? I say the Logos that was in him was the Word. Hallelujah. That body can feel. That body can feel. That body can be hurt. But down on the inside of him was the Logos. Hallelujah, power after power. God here, I want you to know what it is. And I want to read, I'm doing this because I'm getting to something right now. Hallelujah, because I want you to realize here, people that lead the message today, normally they don't come back. And I'm going to show you why they don't come back. Because when you can't have the light that you had, it would have been better if you would have never come to the truth. It would have been better if you would have never heard it and to hear what God done and walk away from it. It's just like St. John 6:6:6. He spat them off. Once the Godhead stood there and he revealed himself to him and said, except you believe on me, you'll die in your sins. Hallelujah. In other words, right then, they rejected him. And when they rejected him, St. John 6:6:6, he scratched the name off the book. People, you cannot play with this message. If you ain't got a desire, you say, God, come down by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when I leave the church tonight, I know I'm sealed with God. Page 33 of the church, 333 of the church head book. Watch the Godhead. This is what Satan fighting. Hallelujah. Because he know right here, why be everybody He's tried to create a question in your mind. Is God real? How do you always people trying to figure out, is God real? People, you don't figure out, is God real? It's a supernatural revelation come to you by the Spirit of God. And when it's given to you, it ain't no power of hell can take it out of you. I don't care how many people walk away from the message. I don't care how many people say it's false. I'm not looking at the man. I'm looking at the pillar of fire that came out of the voice of a man. It was not the body. It was the voice. He says here. He says in 333, he's a dug in. The Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. How many?
One.
Ain't but one way. The New Testament does not reveal another God. Hallelujah. It does not reveal another God. It's a future revelation of the one God. Same God. Jesus did not come to make himself known. Now I want you to notice this. If Jesus would have come preaching himself, there had to be another God to do that. That's why in Gethsemane, Jesus could not have his own will. In Gethsemane, he had to have the will of the Father because there ain't but one God. Jesus never say, I done this, I done this. He said, I do nothing except the Father show me. He let us understand the very God that's in him. He talked about God, the Father. The Logos that was in him. And then he says these things here. And then he says these things right here. He says, he did not come to make himself home. He did not come to reveal the Son. He came to make known the Father. He never talked about two gods. He talked about one God. And now, in this last day, we have come back to the capstone revelation. The most important revelation of the Godhead. In the whole Bible, that is Jesus is God. He and the Father are one. There is only one God, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil don't care what you call, but when you call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, demons have to take notice. Let me go here. Let's take a little shot. How many people, because I realize here, we got to know who we are. Just saying, you can't have a question in your mind. You got to know what your desire is. How you got to know why you come here. How many people, you say, well, I got a weakness, but what is your desire? A woman say, brother, I like to need to receive the Holy Ghost. He said, sister, what is your desire? She said, to have the Holy Ghost. He said, you got the Holy Ghost. How can you not have a desire for it and God not give it to you? He said these words, I'm not trying to build another doctrine. I'm not trying to build another doctrine. He said, up on a dream, I'm trying to vindicate any doctrine. I stand by a dream, oneness of the Godhead. It is all the way from Genesis 1 to Revelation 21. He said, but the people have been blinded by unscriptural dogma of the Trinitarian. And the dogma is so universal. They accept that by trying to see a one God, one person is all but impossible. But if people can see the truth of the Godhead, but fight it, they cannot ever see the rest of the truth. And if they fight it, because the revelation of Jesus Christ is in the church, and his words is in the midst of the church for the seven church. Do you get that? Now, I'm sure you understand. People are fighting the revelation of the Godhead. They fighting the devil trying to change you. I don't care what he gets you to believe. They got some people chained the Godhead to tapes. Some people don't change the Godhead to, I don't need a pastor. All I got to do is sit at home. I'll make the rapture. You try that, you'll go straight to hell. You got to have some God with a skin on it. You got to have God got skin on him now. You don't come to church to see Brother Dunny. You come to church to see the God behind skin now.
I don't want to deal with desire here. Because when we deal with desire here, you know, we talk about rapture all the time. What I'm going to do to get in the rapture. I've been trying so hard to get in the rapture. Hallelujah. I'm going to do better and I'm going to do good. I'm going to start treating my neighbor right. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to quit hollering at my wife. Any man that got mental faith can do that. Any man that got mental faith can try to be a better neighbor to his neighbor. But I want to tell you what, if you got supernatural faith, that did not come by your own effort. That did not come by your own might. That come by the power of the Holy Ghost. My desire to go in. How can you go in a rapture without a desire to go? I find people every time, and they looking at all the circumstances around them. And all I can hear, wildly, wildly, woo. I don't think I'm going to ever be ready for the rapture. I got this problem and I got that problem. Hallelujah. And when the rapture takes place, I guess I'll get me some food and store it up. And I get me some bullets and store it up. So if I miss the rapture, I'll be ready for tribulation. That's nonsense. You can't escape with the truth you got. Hallelujah. It would have been better if you never come to this message and to turn this Godhead down. People, you said, Brother Jew, you out of your head. Let's turn to Romans 1. Let's go to Romans 1. Here it is. Here you say, brother, in other words, I need, God gonna forgive me if I leave this message. Hallelujah. I wouldn't want to buy it. I want to tell you people, this is a dangerous hour. That's right. Brother Brady could not preach. If you notice here, if you notice what? You said, brother, will we ever straighten this nation out? Yeah, in the millennium. Hallelujah. How can you straighten out a nation in 1956? They reject the Godhead. The prophet brought the revelation of the mighty God unveiled to them. They didn't want it. He said, they either accept it this year or turn it down. They did not want God. They did not want to believe in the supernatural but living God. Hallelujah. They kicked God out of the school. They kicked God off the television. They kicked God off the radio. They kicked God out of everything. Until now, we have got a nation have caught a rejected God. And the people say, what can we do? I tell you what you better do. You better look up. You better be looking up. Like how Paul put the saying. Like I said today, souls in prison now. When you know truth, you're not responsible until truth is revealed. Then once truth is revealed, you're responsible. You can't say, I didn't know. Because now, in the word, how can you say you don't know? And this man, I done heard him preach himself. He'll preach the revelation after revelation after revelation. And you walk around, I don't know. No, that means that is stupidity. Hallelujah. The reason you don't know, you don't want to receive the word. It's the difference between believing the word and receiving the word. A lot of people can have faith to believe, but a mental knowledge to believe, but you got to have a word on the inside of you to receive what God got. It says here, and now we're going to answer the question why this nation is doing what it's doing. Hallelujah. Because what did Eve do? Once she left the word, she worshiped a beast. Once she left the word, she left the word, and what did she do? She ended up in mingling herself up with a beast. And once you leave the word, what do it do? It bring out that beastly nature because you have rejected the Holy Ghost. Once you leave the word, you reject the Holy Ghost. He says here, Paul say these words. Cause you know how people, I've been hearing people say, oh boy, we need to get another president. What they gonna do? What they gonna do? You show me what somebody gonna do to straighten this mess out. This thing that went beyond redemption, by the way. People, we better get our mind on politics and get our mind on Jesus. We at the coming of the Lord now, people. It ain't time to be worried about what this one over here say. And now it's time to look up, get your mind on God. It's time to go home, church. He says, Romans 1 verse 20, for the invisible things of the creation, of the creation of the world are clearly seen and being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and what? So they are without an excuse. How do they are without an excuse? How How can you say you got it? Oh, Lord, I didn't know when the revelation of God been preaching in church. In other words, you got to make a decision now. Are you going to stand with this word or are you going to make a decision? Because when they knew God, that means in an intimate way. That word knew could be applied that way. It said when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither what they think, but became vain in their imagination. And their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. In other words, what did they do? They changed. This is the age they call change. We done had a lot of changing out here. Hallelujah, but it ain't the kind of changing I'm looking for. Hallelujah, I don't know. Politics changing, people changing, everything changing. But there ain't the real one, real revelation change. And that gonna be the changing of the body or the bride. Outside of that, all of the rest of the changing ain't nothing but spirits. He said, they change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man. And 4 foot, and birds and 4 foot beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God gave them over, God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own body between themselves. Who change? Hallelujah. When you reject truth, people, there ain't nothing else you can do but take a spirit of a beast. Hallelujah. Once you reject truth, there ain't nothing else left but the nature of a beast. People, this thing has went lower than what beasts have. Let me finish this up real quick. And when you preach this today, you go to court. They're ready to take you and put you in jail just because you quoted what Paul quoted. I guess that's why Paul stayed in jail all the time. I guess that's why Paul stayed in jail, because Paul did not shun declaring to you the whole counsel of God. You say, Brother Joel, not in the message. You'll be surprised, all the young people and people that I've been praying for, they're saying I've been battered with a gay or homosexual spirit. And I'm thinking, what's going on? It's the spirit of a beast. It's the spirit of a beast. Let me finish this up and I'll make this clear in a minute. Who chained the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator who is blessed by Abraham. You know, how you know people serving the creature? Everywhere I go, everybody looking at yourself. 500 photographs. Man, I can't even hardly look at myself in the mirror, last long looking at myself on the phone. Hell yeah, I'm going to tell you what, people, I did what I'm seeing in the mirror. I ain't want to stay that way forever. But why? People are so caught up in themselves. The spirit of the new God of this age is to look at me. Look at my tattoo right here. Hallelujah. Look at my tattoo right here. Look at that tattoo I got. What are they doing? They are glorifying self. A homosexual devil is a spirit of self. It ain't a spirit that can reproduce itself. It's somebody that all he's concerned about is pleasing self. It ain't got nothing to do with life. It got something to do with self-edification. Hallelujah. Hey, it ain't no life in it. Two roosters came further lay. Here we are. Who served the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever? For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. Even though women did change the natural use which is dead is against nature. Likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lusts. Where did that come from? The desire of Cain. Once Cain left the word, he took on a beastly appetite. His appetite was craved for sexual edification. Cain go down and take two of his sisters and let me go. Hallelujah, he had to feed that nature that was on him. Hallelujah. So now people, once you leave the word, that beastly nature comes. He says here, likewise those other men leaving the natural use of the woman burn in the lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving unto themselves recompense of the earth which was meet. And even if they did not delight to retain God in their what? Do you realize that word right there, when we think of knowledge, it ain't just somebody coming and hear a Sunday school lesson. God's gift of knowledge is when a prophet come on the scene. When a prophet come on the scene, that's why I say, if we sin willfully, I had to receive it, the knowledge. Brother said, God's gift of knowledge was a prophet. We didn't know this message. We didn't know what was going on. Why? A prophet came down to make God known by ear. Stood there in simplicity. Call your name out. Knowing the word. Your name is short. What was that? God show. I'm here. And the knowledge of God be revealed to the bride. Won't you reject that? Hallelujah. And the Bible says, you know, and they did not retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. So I began to realize, here, people, that's what I'm trying to tell the people. We gotta get ourselves. We gotta know that my desire come from God. How the people, you know, sometimes we look at ourselves and we might be weak Christians, but there's something on the inside of us won't let us give up. How do what it is? That's a desire. I don't care how my bad and how weak I got, I still got a desire. You said, Brother George, like I say here, the rapture is a desire. Not a human desire. Something in you. Something you got a desire to go back to God. Something in you that got a desire. I am the rapture. I got what it takes. When that day comes, I will be ready. Why? That is my desire, Lord. You know, when Brother Ben preached Psalm 27, yes, sir. You know, I remember when I first studied the rapture message. Yeah. Now I'm looking at Psalm 27, I'm trying to think. I wonder why I didn't start off with 1 Thessalonians 4:16.
That's right.
If I was going to do it, that's the way, you know how you're thinking. Right. Oh, either Corinthians 15, you know, one we talk about. He starts off with Psalm 27.
Amen.
And I started looking at this, one day I was in there just kind of going through it, stuff. Something just clicked. Say, Psalms 27 was the very link to link the whole thing together. So I said, let me just read Psalm 27 and let us read verse 4 and see what David starts off with. Hallelujah. Psalm 27 verse 4. What did David go here? Here he was. It's time. He used the scripture about a rapture. And the only way you're going to make the rapture, you got to have a desire. A desire, Lord, when the rapture takes place, I'll be there. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil tell me. I got a desire for that. David says here, Psalm 27 verse 4 says, one thing I have desired of the Lord. Not two things. When I wake up in the morning, all I got on my mind is making the rapture. Oh Lord, I'm not looking for you to come 20 years. I'm living today like you're going to come. One thing I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after. Yes, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Hallelujah. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Because right now I'm at the time of trouble. I'm at the time of trouble when the world is falling apart. Hallelujah. Same sex marriage. Hallelujah. Russia getting ready. All these things taking place. I'm at the time of trouble. Hallelujah. Look like they're ready to blow us up. I'm at the time of trouble. But I want to let the world know I'm not going to be blown up. Before they can blow me up, I'm getting ready to go up, church. I'm not storing up no bullets. I'm not buying no guns ready to fight the tribulation. I'm not going to be in the tribulation. My desire, I'm going to escape the tribulation. They can threaten this. All these people say, old people shaking to death. Talk about Korea, one of the countries over there. Talk about they get ready to do this and that. I said, people, they can't do one thing. They will not touch the United States. Hallelujah, they will not touch you and me until we are chained in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. That voice. Whoa. Don't touch them yet. I got a little bride down there. She got to be changed in a moment or two. If you don't believe that, where your faith ain't now? With all this stuff here, I seen a little article, and I'm not in all this stuff. They say a United States stick their nose and they've been there, blow us up. You say, well, you were not one bit. Because I'm rapture material. Hell yeah, I'm rapture material. Why should I be worried and worrying myself and getting sick over something I know that the devil ain't never better blow? He can't do nothing. God said, whoa, I hold him back to judgment. There's a bride on earth he cannot touch. You know what? While all this problem is going on in the world, shaking the world, falling apart, all this stuff taking place, you know what the problem is? You. Me. Hallelujah. When we find our place, the rapture take place. Hallelujah. What it is, too much of human stuff, too much of human personality in this man. This person against that person. That person against that person. It's time to lay all this stuff aside. Lord, let me get myself ready. I got to make this rapture. Don't you worry about Israel. They will not touch Israel. I don't care if every country line up to blow Israel up. They cannot do it. Hallelujah. They cannot do it. Israel done had 7 major battles and they over God stood for them. Don't you realize they will not touch Israel. Israel will not be blown up. But when the bride go up in the rapture, the message will come to Israel. They cannot touch God's word. People, I don't care what the devil said. We're going to make it in this age. Now I'm going to deal. Because I don't want you to go arrested, but you're talking about desire. And he not. I want you to say this before. Sir. Let me read one quote here. Because I believe in taking the message in the Bible. Brother said, when the seal was opened, the Bible became a new book. What made it new is in you now. Living epistles. Hallelujah. People, once you receive this word, you become that minister to the world. They don't understand you, but God do. Yes. Hallelujah. But here, you see, what kind of desire do I got? Let's just look at this desire. I said the rapture based on it. Your body change based on it. Even you receiving the Holy Ghost. You know, people come and try to get the Holy Ghost. They really don't. Well, if I get it, if I get it, if I don't, well, you don't get it that way. You got to have a desire for God. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, it's just a desire in my heart. Hallelujah. And I got to have it, Lord. I'll die if I don't get it. That one guy laid in that cornfield, I forgot that. He said, if you don't give me the Holy Ghost, that was a desire. I'll be in your fine bones here when you come back. Amen. Let me just deal with just for a minute. Let's look at this desire real quick. I'm going to use a message out of, I believe it's identification. Brother Brandon used this quote right here. He said, if you are in the Lamb's book of life, not book of, Lamb's book of life. You was God's expression from his thoughts. Amen. He see you and see your desire. Yes, sir. That's powerful. Yes, sir. Lord, you're not looking at this thing right here. It's not redeemed yet. Right. You say, how you know it ain't redeemed? Let me ask you a quick question. Come here, bro. Let me find somebody who can fit this picture real quick. Come here, fella. You with the blue shirt on. Yeah. You, what, since you got up, you come too. No, you, yeah. Yeah, you too, my friend. No, the older guy back there. Now, I'm going to let you, so we're going to talk about redemption for a few minutes. Stand up here. Stand right here. Y'all get up there so everybody can see you real good. Now, I'm going to look at redemption. Let us look at redemption for a few minutes. Now, if God give you the opportunity to come back to the earth and live in a body, which one of these bodies you going to want to come in? Which one would you want to be in?
That one.
Which one of them bodies would you want to come in?
That one.
You. I'm sorry, fella. You out. That's right. That's what God, that's the perfect picture. That God don't see you in that body, but he sees you in that body. That's the one we're coming back to. God bless you. God bless you. That's the way God took your picture from the beginning. That's the way that God sees you. He don't see you as an old man or old woman. He sees you perfect.
Hallelujah. Don't get nervous. You know, helicopter don't step long. I'm gonna land real quick. He said, he sees your desire before there was even, before there was even was a molecule or anything else. And you are his thoughts.
Yes, sir.
Made word and expressed in what you are now.
Right.
Amen. That's God in you reflecting Christ today.
Right.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's that desire. That desire. Why you feel like serving God? What made you come to God? I didn't go looking for God. But down on the inside, even when you was a sinner, it's just a little flicker that was always laying there. Hallelujah. In other words, you never could be a whole because God had something in you that changed you. You had a desire. Now you said, Brother Joel, I don't know if my desire was eternal. Let us find out then. Let us go to 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5. I'm talking about your desire. Hallelujah. That's why you're here tonight. Hallelujah. It was no accident that you come to Christ.
Amen.
It was something on you pulling you. Hallelujah. You couldn't help that. Hallelujah. The devil thought he had you in his grip. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, God looked on the Lamb Book of Life. He said, that's my son, devil. Get your hand off of him. He says here, 2 Corinthians 5, I just want to read one scripture here real quick. We're going to get ready to wind down, but I want you to know 2 Corinthians 5, watch how Paul put these sayings here. For we know, you don't have to worry about it. It's your husband. Don't worry, he's going to be young again. Good day. He'll be young again. Your eyes might be dim now, but one day you're going to see that black hair. Oh, won't it be a time. Hallelujah. He's going to look in that mirror and, oh, mama, look at you. Hallelujah. He said, for we know if our earthly house of this tabernacle, what is ours? We have a building of God. A house not made with what? Not made with hands, but what it has is eternal in heaven. My perfect picture. Hallelujah. Not one hair.
Brother,
you got a full afro where you going. Ever heard that went up there is eternal, brother. You don't have to worry about nothing. You can't lose with the stuff you got.
Right.
Hallelujah. Don't worry about nothing. I want to give me a plug. Don't worry. God got you a plug. A eternal plug. Watch out, Paul said he worried, for in this we earnestly desire. Hallelujah, I can't stop. It's a strong crave. It's something driving me to this. Only the desire to be clothed upon with a house which is from heaven. Hallelujah, people, God deal with desire. Hallelujah, I want you to notice here. Let me give a few illustrations before we close. God deal with desire. Even in your prayer. You don't just go there in prayer.
Yes, sir.
It's say Mark 11, when you stand praying. You got to have a desire.
Yes,
I know it's going to happen for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah, in other words, everything. But listen, God deal with hunger. And he deal with thirst.
Sure.
So when God, if you notice, look at the people he deal with. Let's just go back and just take Jesus for a few minutes before I wind this down. You remember when Jesus had to deal with something? He got up one morning and he had a vision. Because he didn't do nothing till the Father showed him. He had a vision. He seen somebody that had a desire for him. But, you know, it was so this thing had to be fulfilled. And he knew his disciples wasn't going to be able to handle what he doing. Hallelujah. You know, he knew that his disciple was not going to be able to deal with the kind of woman he going to deal with. Because y'all go grocery shopping. Hallelujah. That's how it is today. Hallelujah. Look at that brother. He witnessed it as a slut. What was you at before God called you out of the mud? The
Don't never look down on a man unless you picking him up. So what did he do? He goes down to the well. He said, I have need to go down to Samaritan. There's somebody got a desire. Hallelujah. The body was messed up. His life was messed up. His spirit, everything about him was messed up. But God had a perfect picture.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. When God got a perfect picture, you, the devil, can't do nothing about it. So God stood there. He waited. Maybe a prostitute. And he didn't want to be down there. And them Samaritans was not going to have no relationship with a Jew. That was out of the picture. She was so against the Jew, she didn't even let him drink from her cup. You better draw from your own. So Jesus stood at the well, and he waited.
Yes, sir.
Why was he at the well? Because there was a person go for when they're thirsty. They go to the well. Hallelujah, I done been thirsty before. And I tried the well of drugs. I tried the well of immoral living. I tried the wells of this, but I never found nothing to quench that thirst. But one day, I tried to live in well. My desire was filled from that time, 33 or 34 years down the road. I'm still happy in the Lord in a way. But he goes down to the well, and he waits. He never says that. Here she comes. He sees her come. I don't believe Jesus just seen in the first. When he seen her, he recognized who she was. Before she even knew who she was. And what did he say to her? Now he started talking about thirst. Woman, give me a drink. She looked at him. I know you ain't talking to me. He said, yeah, you don't talk to me. She says, the well is deep. You ain't got nothing to draw with. You ain't drinking out of my cup. Jesus said, if you know who I am, if you knew the gift of God, you would ask me of a drink. And I will give you waters that you would have to come in and draw no more or thirst again. What did it cover? Give me of this water. Once two omnipotent me, that got to take place. Something was taking place. She recognized something. Them lovers that she had. She done tried church after church. She done tried internet ministry after internet ministry. But she couldn't find nowhere to quit that thirst. I have no husband. That's what's wrong with you. You done been floating around from church to church. You ain't got no husband. But now, and the one you're going with now, that ain't your husband. Hallelujah. I am who you're looking for. And when Jesus told her these things, did to make the Lord do, when she finally recognized, she said, Lord, when the Messiah come. She was thirsting for something that was real. Hallelujah. She had a desire to be filled by something that was real. And when Jesus seen her, he said, I am he. Once he did that, every devil in hell let loose our life. They don't take a lot. Oh, God, I got to say the word. I'm him. Hallelujah. Desire. God looking for desires. He said, but my body messed up. I done made so many mistakes. See, people look, the devil want to, oh, you're preaching. I'm preaching another message about thoughts. I said, the devil want to use these thoughts to keep you in bondage. Go back in your past, all the stuff you done done. But you realize here, he always reminds you how you can't be saved. Look at the life. Look at the immoralness you done. How can you be saved? But the point of it is, I got a desire. There was something drawing me to the cross. There was something told me to say, Lord, I'm sorry I'm a sinner. Lord, forgive me of my sin. And I realized then it was a transformation. He took out of my soul and put my sins in the seal for forgiveness and gave me a white stone. I never did it in the first place. God is able. You know something here? I said, what's wrong with the message? We're trying to perfect. Let me just show you something. You know, I'm going to get my body perfect. When will I get my body perfect? When you get a new one? Brother, you don't understand. I run every day, but hey, I know people run, know a man swim for miles and miles, and he still died at about 70-something. People, there's no way to do it. But it's a desire in you. He used the mention who was in McKesadale, and he used this quote right here. He said, now we see the attributes of the sons of his spirit have not yet entered into the word form body,
but a theophany. This body is subject to the word and earnestly waited for the change of the body. This body is led by a desire. Look at here, Jesus dealt with a lady one time. And he dealt with her. Let me find me something here. I'm fine, I just use this. I got something. I'll make this. This says there was that little ball of oil she had. Little alabaster oil. She done worn out there. She done worked her body. She probably didn't know why she brought this oil. She probably went down and she seen this oil and she said, oh, there's some precious oil. I'm just illustrating this. Just get the drama.
Right.
And she says, oh my God. She's taking this oil and she probably, I got this expensive oil. I really want to do something with it. I'm glad she didn't go to the message. Hey, you better not put that dirty oil on me, you slut.
Right.
I ain't wanting your oil. Take it some. But why, Jesus, he knew what she did.
Yeah.
But he was not looking at her body. He was looking at her desire.
Yes,
she had a desire to do something. Maybe she was coming past Salmon House. She heard a bunch of noise.
Yeah.
Something in her heart just sparked.
Yeah.
That's my Lord. Everywhere he goes, there's noise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Everywhere his church goes, there's noise. Everybody say, oh, I don't like a little noise. If there ain't a little noise, you better burn it, church. So she probably walked in there and she seen her Lord. She walks up here. Nobody washed his feet. He was just Simon out. Nobody done nothing. But this woman had this little precious oil that God put a desire in her heart to wash her Savior's feet. She stood there. He was looking this way toward her. She was behind him. That's why they were saying, if he was a prophet, he would know that she's behind him. Oh, he knew who she was. He knew who she was. But he let her took that oil and washed his feet. And the Roman filled the room where he was. And everybody started looking over there. And they were looking at this woman. What kind of woman is that? You looking at the flesh.
Yeah. That's good.
Hallelujah. You were looking at the flesh. God looked at that desire that she had. Hallelujah. That desire that she had got her loose from her sin. Woman, go and sin no more. He loosed her. That's why she was set free. People, we got to quit looking at flesh.
Think about it.
A desire. The reason we don't get healed, we don't approach God the right way. Well, if he healed me, I done been up prayer for 7 times. It ain't happening. I guess it ain't going to happen. You need to change your attitude.
That's right.
You need to change your attitude. Here go a little woman. She had done paid all her money. She done all she can. She had a desire.
Yeah. Right.
She knew she was dying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, sis?
Yeah.
She done spent all she done got.
Right.
She said, if I just can only touch the hem of his garment, I could be made whole. But the problem was, they were not going to let no woman with a blood issue, unclean woman, come into their congregation. They would have kicked her out. She knew that. She was unclean. And they were so legalistic at that time, she won't come in and do it. The Bible says she touched the hem. That means that she must have crawled in. Just to get down low. Sometimes sometimes that's how we have to touch God.
Right.
Sometimes you got to get on your knees.
Right.
I don't care where you are. You might be at home. You might be on your job. You got to get on your knees and crawl in and touch God.
Amen.
And when she says, when he touched him, Jesus feels strength leave his body. I think one of the scriptures, the disciples was probably wondering why Jesus said, who touched me?
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of an odd question. You know what I mean? That was an odd question. Come here, son. If Jesus was in here tonight, and if he was walking in this, just walking in here in his corporal body, and you knew it was Jesus, everybody in here going to try to touch him. If I didn't have a need, he walked by me and would do like this. I'll make sure I get my touch in. Because everybody going to want to touch Jesus. Hallelujah. In other words, so it would be a question, why would he say this? But this time somebody touched him. What a desire.
Amen.
Pull something from him.
Amen.
Tonight, God got a desire. People, there's so many demon spirits out here today. You got to have a desire for God. People just cold up in spirit. And they don't know how to get free. But the only way you can get free is a desire. Lord, take this from me or I'm going to die. Hallelujah. As the musicians come tonight, you got to touch God.
Yes.
And as you people, I'm going to tell you what. Spirits don't voluntarily leave. Satan don't just get up and say, I'm out of here. Once he get your body and start to take control of your body, you think he's going to give it up? He has no body. He was a created a spirit being without a body. And only body he got is your body. And don't let the devil inhouse your body. You said, brother, but you know, sometimes he says, Satan, you might have the Holy Ghost. Brother, I said, you can have the Holy Ghost on your, every day, you know, in your soul like this. And Satan give you a mental, take your mind, and you be lost.
Insane.
You can have the Holy Ghost and allow that demon to put a sickness on you that you never let it have a desire to get rid of. Well, I guess I'm going to be this way. You are lying that devil to live in your body. He has no right. He's a squatter. He's a trespasser. You need to stand up with the desire of God. Satan, leave my body. That's what the Holy Ghost giving to you for, to drive that spirit back. Satan is looking for a body. If you got the Holy Ghost, he's just looking for a body just to inhabit your body, just to destroy you.
Right.
Everyone he could take out that's been a testimony against him, he's trying to destroy. Or else he's taking your mind. How do you can have the Holy Ghost allow him to take your mind with depression? How do you with nerve problems? How do you align this devil to live in your body? God did not make you that way. How do you want you raised up? Say, Lord, I got a desire for the devil to leave my mind in the name of Jesus Christ. You got to hear it. Take the authority of God's word. You know the song, It's My Desire.
Hallelujah.
To be like Jesus. I don't know that song by heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Huh? Well, this ain't you know. Sing a song. This is a slow one. Hallelujah. I'm going to say, church, what is your desire? People, I didn't get the Holy Ghost when I was... Now, you know, was doing it and I was liking what I was doing. The Holy Ghost came and dealt with me when I got tired of it. I realized, God, this is it for me.
Right.
I came to the end of the road and I realized then, God, I need you.
Yes.
I need you right then.
Yes.
People, I done been bound by spirits. I know what it is. You young men open up something behind your mama back. And your daddy back. Now your mind has been overtook by spirits. God didn't build you to be that way. You say, well, I'm trying to hide it. Don't try to hide it. Let's get rid of it.
Amen.
Have your desire right. I'm tired of coming into the altar over and over for the same old thing. It's time for you to make up your mind.
Amen.
Lord, give me the faith to lay the devil down once and for all. I pray for a lot of people. I am so hurt. I never see so many young people that's bound. Like this age. People, young people, you better shake yourself. The rapture is almost on us. This is no time to play church. Husband, if you've done something to your wife, wife, you've done something to your hubby, you never made it right, you better make it right. Hallelujah. This is no hour to play church. Hallelujah, I'd rather go down and make it and clear my altar right now and to meet God at the white throne of judgment. People, it's time to get serious with God.
Amen.
And they sang a song. I'm not going to call for no prayer line tonight, but if anybody have a need, I always give that opportunity. But as they sang a song, what is your desire?
It's my desire.
Hallelujah, be like woo.
To live for Jesus.
What are you gonna do? Just any kind of case. This is a man that realized if God don't do something, it's over for him. His beautiful wife has got to deal with this. Do you love him? Do you love her? Y'all have y'all bow your heads. Father, this spirit that's binding our brother. Father, he realized I'm at the end of my road. And Father, if you don't come, Lord, I'm going to perish by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father God, there's a desire here tonight to set him free right now, Lord. Father God, let his white nerves be at peace. God, you're the one to calm the sea. You're the one to create it. This man, Lord. Father God, he wouldn't have that desire, Lord, if you wouldn't have put it there, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, drive back this evil spirit, Lord, that told me this young man, let him start to gain weight. Let him be healed, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we believe this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Go, son. Look at me. Hallelujah, mama. Everything gonna be all right. Hallelujah. Everything gonna be all right. Hallelujah. Praise God.
ask me how it is that I'm still standing. You wonder how I made it through this storm. I can't boast of any special power. It's no secret, I just held on. And I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero. I don't have all the answers. I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong, but I held on. I can tell that things are finally happening. I've got blessings I can call my own. Many times I wonder if I would make it, but while I was wondering, I just held on, and I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers, but I held on till the storm over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong, but I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers, but I held on till the storm. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong, but I held on. I can tell that things are finally happening. I've got blessings I can call my own.
Your marriage. You know something, sis? You know why you're here? Because that's a desire of God. You realize that God is real. Don't you realize He's real? Not only is He real, He's going to heal you right now.
Please, God.
Will you believe that? That's all your heart too, ain't it? By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Lord Jesus Christ.
She come with all her heart, Lord. Satan, you had to lose her. In the name of Jesus Christ, take your hand off of her mind. Take your hand off her body.
I don't claim to be a hero. I don't have all the answers, but I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong, but I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers, but I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong, but I held on. Ask me how it is that I'm still standing. You wonder how I made it through the storm. I can't boast of any special powers. There's no secret, I just held on. And I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero. I don't have all the answers, but I held on. because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong, but I held on. Storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers, but I held on.
Give everything to Jesus. I want to give my heart to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm going to tell the devil he might have had you, and he might have thought he had you, but he's a liar. He's a defeated spirit. He's cursed. He's cast down. Hallelujah. Your body don't belong to him. Your body belongs to God by the power of the Holy Ghost. Satan, get your hand off of this daughter. She's the daughter of Abraham, and she said, I've got a desire. Father, let her have an experience with you like she never had before. In the name of Jesus Christ, young lady, go and give God praise and don't even listen to the devil.
Let it be done.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mom, you keep that faith.
Amen.
You go and testify that.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Brother Joel. If you want to know where I'm going, where I'm going, going so soon. Anybody ask you where I'm going, where I'm going, going so soon. Comfort in knowing I'll soon be gone. As God gives me grace,
yes,
I'll run this Christian race until I see my Savior. Until I see Him face to face. I'm going in the rapture.
Before there was a world, you were in God's thoughts to give you the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
Because He knew you'd be wanting it, and He chose you Himself.
He knew.
Because you desired. He chose you in Christ before you or Jesus or any of you was on the earth. And He sent Jesus to die to prepare the way to send the Holy Ghost to bring you to Himself. And Brother Bam says, oh my, he
Hallelujah.
Says. There's the church.
Yeah.
Oh, he said, I'm so at home. You see, he said, this is rich to me. And to think it's not what I wanted. It wasn't just my desire. It wasn't my will. It wasn't my choosing.
Say so, brother.
Hallelujah. I had not one thing to do with it. But before the world ever started, God saw us and put our names on the Lamb's Book of
Hallelujah.
Life before there was ever a world. Talk about a God. Talk about a God. Talk about a deliverer. Talk about a Savior.
the reason you desire it tonight. Because he saw you before the world ever began.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Let's sing it together again, Brother Joel.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. That ought to make all of us feel like shouting a little bit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Where are you going? You're going back to where your desire came from. Your desire didn't come from the earth. It didn't come from mama.
Amen.
It didn't come from daddy. It came from eternity.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bring it, brother.
Now I can take the pain.
Yes, Lord.
The heartache that it brings. There's comfort in knowing I'll soon be gone.
I'm soon gonna be gone.
As God gives me grace, I'll run this Christian race.
Oh, yes,
and then I'll see my Savior face to face. It's a woman song, but listen. You weren't there the night Jesus found me.
Amen.
You
did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me. And you don't know the cost of the oil. No, you don't know the cost of my praise. And you don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster box. Can you sing it with me? You know it. Oh, you weren't there the night Jesus found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me. And you don't know the cost of the oil. No, you don't know the cost of my praise. And you don't know the cost of what it took me to get to church tonight.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you,
Lord.
Aren't you glad you have a desire to live for God, to serve Him in the light of the revealed word of this hour? Oh, hallelujah. I feel like David did so many, many hundreds and hundreds of years ago. When a great thing had broke out, a great plague was among the people. David was looking for a way to resolve it. 70,000 men of Israel had died. He comes up looking for something he can offer to God. And the man that owns this threshing floor said, "Here, take this, take this, take this." David said, "I'll not offer my God anything which costs me nothing."
Right.
And if you can only praise Him when you feel like
it.
Only go to church when you feel like
it.
Only do it when you feel like
it.
That's the opposite of the way David felt. I won't give Him nothing unless it costs me something. And if we live for God, friends, it's going to cost us. There's a way you can live around this message and it don't have much of a price. There's a way you can be a Christian in this age and it ain't going to be much of a price. But if you're going to be bride, there's going to be a price that's coming. Oh, hallelujah. I'll not offer my God anything that doesn't cost me something.
Hallelujah.
I'll not preach. I'll not live. I'll not pray. I'll not sing. I'll not even rejoice in a way
Hallelujah.
That won't cost me something.
Glory.
It may cost me pride. It may cost me an element of arrogance. It may cost me this and that and the other. But if it don't cost me something, it ain't worth it.
It ain't worth it.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. I hear Brother Branham say, things of value come of great price. He said, it costs me something to bring this message. Can you imagine a prophet of God standing and saying, "I wish this message wasn't mine to bring"?
Right.
Why would a man say such a thing? Because of the price that went along with it. Wasn't he did love truth? He loved truth. No doubt he was honored to be able to bring it. But the price was so heavy and it exacted such an amount out of him as a human being, his body, his strength, his family, all of that sort of thing. But I ask you, are you glad he was willing to pay it? Are you glad we had a prophet of God that was willing to stand against the critics and people laughing at him and making fun of him and tell us the truth, Brother Buckles? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad there's men of God still left in this day? Aren't you glad there's brothers and sisters that are willing to stand for the truth of the gospel, even though it costs them everything?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads together if you would. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much tonight for the service. Thank you for the word. Lord, how we realize, Lord Jesus, that you will move upon thirst and desire. Lord, Satan takes exactly the same thing to try to pull us away from the very program of God.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray, Lord, that you would help us. We know your prophet told us in 1965 that that's what happens many times, that people find themselves living between those two desires.
Right.
And it's so difficult because the control towers that run in upon them, Lord, help us, I pray. Father,
Hallelujah.
That we can be led of the Holy Ghost and know that they that are Christ's have crucified the lust and the affections thereof. Oh, Jesus, we love you so much. Thank you for your servant come by this way tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I pray you'd give him rest. You see, he's got service tomorrow at 10, and then Brother Richard has it again at 2 in the afternoon. So we just pray, Lord, that you'd give your servant strength.
Yes, Lord.
Anoint him, Lord, there at Brother Richard's. Make him a blessing to the saints there, yes, we pray. Lord, we come back here in the morning and ask you, Father, that you just be with us, Lord. You see our needs, our desires. Lord, we're living in a great time. It's a time of awful darkness on the world. Confusion everywhere, trouble everywhere, but it's the greatest hour the bride has ever known as far as the word. And we're so thankful to be living in this day. Go with us now, Father. Bring us back again in the morning, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And the saints said,
Amen.
Are you happy to be serving the Lord?
Oh, yeah.
Happy to be in church tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it a blessing to be in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
Well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. And I took back what he stole from me. And I took back what he stole from me. Well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole. He's under my feet. 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 Satan is under my feet. Well, I went to the enemy's camp. Come on. And I took back what he stole. Yes, I took back. Well, I took back what he stole from me. Well, I went to the enemy's camp. And I took back what he stole. He's under my feet. 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 Satan is under my feet. Well, I went to the enemy's camp. And I... Oh, yes, I... Now I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. You know he's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Satan is under my... God bless you. Go in the fear of the Lord. I went to the enemy's camp and I... Oh, I took back. Yes, I